Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey Queen, it's been a while since we released a new episode, and we are grateful to God for health and vitality to keep bringing us a word in season. Today I was led to read something in Lamentations and it almost had me in tears. When you do have some time, kindly read the entire book. It's just about 5 chapters. So, today's episode is titled, A Grain of Hope. The book of Lamentations, as the name suggests, is literally a book of lamentations. From the opening of the book to the end, the writer is bemoaning the current existence and state of Israel and Jerusalem, primarily because they had turned away from God so far that God had also turned away from them and had become their oppressor. In times past, he had given them over to their enemies, but here he had become their enemy. When I first thought about it, I kind of shuddered because, you know, I'm thinking, my God is an all-loving God. How can he now turn his back on his people and not just watch them be destroyed, but be the hand that destroys them? You know how when the enemy is pursuing you, you cry out to God to help you, but when God is the one pursuing you, who can save you? Who will deliver you from the hand of God? In the book of James, James speaks of a category of people that have God standing as their opponent, their enemy. And it says in the book of James chapter 4 verse 6, but he gives us more grace. That is why the scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. God opposes the proud. If they go left, he pushes them rightward. He stands as their opponent, as their enemy. In other versions, it says, God resists the proud. Imagine being resisted by God. When God is standing in your way, what will you do? So I've been asking myself what exactly it means to be proud, and I came across a couple of scriptures. So this first one is in Proverbs chapter 16 verse 1 to 5, and it reads, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for the day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Now, the next scripture I found in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 25 to 26 in the Amplified Version, and it says, but Hezekiah did nothing for the Lord in return for the benefits bestowed on him, because his heart had become proud. Therefore, God's wrath came on him and on Judah and Jerusalem. There's a third scripture, however, in the book of Psalms, and it says, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. And that's in Psalm 40 verse 4 in the NIV. It seems to me that from the three scriptures, that to be proud is to not acknowledge God. It is to begin to give the credit of your life and success to every other thing but God. Good luck, your hard work, your strategic decisions, your connections, etc., etc., and begin to depend on these things. We see in Proverbs to commit our ways to the Lord. So to be proud suggests to walk in our own ways, to do things according to our own plans, according to our own thoughts, or to do things the way they seem right to us, just how it pleases us. Now, the result of that is what happened in Lamentations. The friends and supposed lovers of Israel deserted her when God started to resist her, and literally everyone scattered, trying to save their own skin. About Israel, he said, "How deserted lies the city, once so full of people. How like a widow is she, who was once among the great nations. She who was queen among the provinces has now become a slave. Bitterly she weeps at night, tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers there is no one to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her, they have become her enemies." And that is from Lamentations chapter 1, verse 1 to 2 in the NIV. And this theme continues throughout the book till the end. But there is just one portion, and that's in the chapter 3. And I would like us to look at that. It says, "But there is one thing that I remember, and remembering, I keep a grain of hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it upon him. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him offer his cheek to the one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. For no one is cast off forever by the Lord. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love, for he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to anyone." Now, I love how the Message Bible puts it. It says, "God proves to be good to the man who passionately waits, to the woman who diligently seeks. It is a good thing to quietly hope, quietly wait for help from him. It is a good thing when you're young to stick it through the hard times, when life is heavy and hard to take. Go off by yourself, enter the silence, bow in prayer. Don't ask questions, wait for hope to appear. Don't run from trouble. Take it full faith. The worst is never the worst." Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25 to 30 in the Message Bible. Now, this heart posture happens to be the weakness of God, a broken and a contrite spirit, a heart that hopes in the Lord. Listen, the people had done their worst and had pushed God to the wall, but they knew their God. They knew that he would not be angry forever. His mercies are renewed every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Because of his love, we are not consumed. And even though he had become our enemy, that particular scripture, that trait about God, gives us a hope that even when we have gone our own way and managed to get him to be our enemy, that when we repent, his mercies will not fail to reach us. The Bible says again concerning Hezekiah that, however, Hezekiah humbled his proud heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord did not come on them during the days of Hezekiah. And this is in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 25 to 26 in the Amplified. Our hope is in the faithfulness of God, that even in our unfaithfulness, he remains faithful, that we can count on him if only we repent. When I saw these couple of verses, I wondered about every time that I had gone my own way and followed my own path. And one of the most difficult things that I tend to struggle with is coming back. You know, like every time you've gone your own way, you've done things according to your own plans and you realize that God was not in it and you have to come back to God, it's like that journey back home is so tough because you feel like you have made a mess, you've made a mistake, you've left the way, and you're probably feeling judged by God. When you walk outside of the will of God and you walk into your own will, what happens is because it's not the perfect will of God for you, you do suffer the consequences of that action. But the thing about God is that the moment you turn around, He turns to you. The moment you turn around, He turns to you. You know, whenever my heart has been lifted up within myself to not check with God, but find my own way around things, God says that that is pride. And so it's interesting that this is what is defined as pride according to the word of God. And that is the one thing that gets God to oppose a man. But when we have repented and sought the Lord, He is good to him that waits, and to him that diligently seeks Him, He proves Himself to be good. Wherever you are in your walk, I pray that you don't get to the place where God becomes your enemy. But even more, when you have unknowingly walked into that place, that you will seek the Lord again with a repentant heart and find Him and be restored. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, we pray, O God, for the courage to be humble, for the courage to calm down, for the courage to submit to your voice, to your word, to your plans, to your ways, for the courage to always bring our plans before you. Father, teach our hearts to be humble. Teach our hearts to know you. Teach our hearts to follow you. And when we have gone out of the way, O God, have mercy on us and teach our hearts to repent and to be broken and to be contrite enough to come back to you, giving up everything, giving up our ways, giving up our thoughts, giving up our minds, and taking on that which is yours. We pray, O God, that your renewed mercies will find us every morning. In every state that we are, O God, we pray, O God, that you redeem us and you will overshadow us with your love and your mercy. Heal us from pride, O God. Heal us from that which makes us your enemy. Father, we cannot stand it if you become our opposer. We cannot stand it if you become our resister. We cannot stand it if you become our enemy. We want to be friends of you, O God, like Abraham was. We want to walk with you like Enoch did, in the name of Jesus. And we want to be called the beloved of you like Jesus was called. We thank you, O God, that your mercies are renewed every morning and that we are partakers and participants of this blessing. We give you praise, O God, that we will not be your enemies, but we will trust in your faithfulness to redeem us, even when we have unknowingly walked ourselves into darkness. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram at @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.